Your life.
Happy New Year! We have made it! Woo! Oh my gosh! I am so excited for this Remix Movement podcast. New episode, new season. We're on season 13, and this is episode 237. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Stephanie, and I am the podcast host for the Remix Movement podcast. Today is January 1st, 2023, so I want to start off by saying thank you so much for choosing to tune in. You probably saw something on my Facebook page or on my Instagram page, and you're like, she's doing a podcast? What is this? And you were like, let me just check it out. So I want to say thank you so much. The other thing I want to say is today is our three-year podcast anniversary. The Remix Movement podcast was birthed January 1st, 2020. And we are so excited for what this year has. We're so excited to connect with new people, to bring new people to Christ, to encourage people that are currently in a relationship with God. And they're just looking for a place where they can get word, they can get encouragement, they can build their faith. So thank you so much for tuning in. I want to give you guys just a short podcast episode because we got some new things coming in for the rest of the week. And basically, I want to talk to you guys about the first verse of the day that I posted, all right? Super important. If you want to continue to find out what's new with the Remix Movement podcast, I highly, highly, highly suggest that you follow my personal Instagram account. It is at StephanieA321. A is because my middle name is Arlene. Because I know a lot of you guys are like, isn't her last name Ortega? But yeah, Stephanie A as an apple, 321. I'm going to be doing some verses of the day on there daily just to help you guys out. They're going to be saved on a highlight or two. And I'm also going to be posting on there some words of encouragement that you guys can share on your social media platforms. You can also find me on Facebook at Stephanie A Ortega. And while I was doing the first, very, very first verse of the day, in my heart, I wanted just to put something like a seed of beginning, okay? So I put Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10, and it says, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand." Now, I want to go ahead and let you guys know, you shouldn't be sad if you have a small beginning. You should not underestimate any small beginnings. What does this mean? A lot of us, when the first year comes, the first day of the year comes, we think of large goals. We think of a vision board. We think of like, okay, I want to get married. I want to have kids. I want to buy a new car. I want to be financially stable. I want to get on a diet. I want to lose weight. And we think of the bigger picture, right? Those are all really good resolutions, and I encourage you to fulfill them. However, I think that in order for you to be able to get a hold on a big challenge, on a big goal, you have to find realistic ways to getting there. You have to find realistic tasks for you to be there, right? So if you want to be able to get a promotion at your job, then you want to make sure that you get to work earlier than on time. If you want to be able to lose weight, then you better make sure that you are drinking more water and you are not consuming sugary caffeinated products. If you're trying to get married, then I suggest that you go ahead and start going to places where you'll find single people that are like-minded like yourselves, right? A lot of these people, people that love God, you can find them at church. That's how me and Lewis found each other. But there's also other places, coffee shops, movies, parks, theme parks, anywhere like that. But the point is, when you're looking for the first day of the year to get something that is so big, you need to make certain practices that may seem smaller, right? If I want to go debt-free, I need to start saving money. So even though I'm saving $20 a paycheck, which is weekly, then that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be able to get the car of my dreams. I just got to continue to give my $20 a week, making sure that I don't miss anything. Okay, so don't undermine small beginnings. If you are new to the faith I want to say thank you for saying yes to God. That is the first step. God in heaven is so happy and proud of you. Just keep going, right? Keep going to church. Keep plugging in with people that are believers in Christ. Keep listening to the Remix Movement podcast. If you are trying to start the new year and you want to look healthy, go ahead and grab an apple instead of a sugary bagel or a sugary cookie for breakfast, right? Don't underestimate your small beginnings, because God likes the fact that you even decided to begin. See, God rejoices when we take the first step towards a big goal. God rejoices when we say, you know what? I can do better. I can do more. I can get a good start on this. God rejoices. So do not underestimate the small beginnings, but instead rejoice. Rejoice in the fact that you have began a good work. You have started. You have decided in your mind that even if it gets hard, you are going to push through and you're going to trust God. All right. So I want you to understand also, in every step that you take, please, please, please pray before you make that step, right? Pray before you get on the treadmill. Pray before you get to work. Pray before you decide to go to church. Pray before you start on a big business venture. Pray before. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Today, when we were at our church, Christ Fellowship Church in Royal Palm Beach, Lewis and I received a powerful word from the campus pastor. And I wrote down something that goes really well with what we're talking about. It says, keep your purpose always in front of you as you complete your New Year's resolutions. Always allow the Holy Spirit to be present in your life every day. Now, it is possible that you can start on a good note and you can make a mistake. You can trip and fall. You can fall into sin. It's gonna happen. The enemy is always trying to find new ways to get you off of your purpose. He's trying to find a way for you not to be plugged into God, for you not to start a relationship with him and continue to be in faith. But what we have to do is understand God's purpose in our life has to always be in front of us. God wants us to do good things. God wants us to rejoice. God wants us to be faithful. And God wants our calling to be first. And in order for that calling to be first, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to be present in our lives every day. How can I have the Holy Spirit become present in my life? I got to start praying more. I got to start seeking God more. I got to start reading this Bible more. I got to allow the Holy Spirit to talk to me while I'm driving to work and listen to praise and worship music instead of listening to secular worldly music. I don't need to listen to the negativity of other people. I need to start listening to what God is telling me to do through the word of God. I need to stop listening about how hard things can be. And I just say, you know what, God? The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. The Bible says that I am the head and not the tail. We need to start encouraging ourselves and saying, hey, God, every day I'm going to put you first. So this is going to be the best year ever for you if it is your best year spiritually. And I really do believe that. If you fall and make a mistake tomorrow, January 2nd, do not be discouraged. Instead, pick yourself up, say I'm sorry to God, and move forward. Repent if you made a sin. Repent if you said the wrong thing. But allow God to change your heart. It doesn't have to take months. It doesn't have to take years. It doesn't have to take weeks. All it takes is one prayer for you to say, God, I genuinely made a mistake. Today is January 2 or whatever day it is. But God, I want my purpose to be in front of me. I want you to order every step that I take. I want to rejoice in you, God. Let me move forward with you in front of me. Okay? And that's basically it. Let this be an encouragement for you. It is January 1st, guys, season 13 of the Remix Movement podcast. Again, I want to say Happy New Year. We got some really cool things coming up for you, and God is about to speak to your life in a way that he hasn't spoken to you before, but only if you allow him to speak to you. See, that's really funny too, is that people think that God is going to speak to you, but if you don't take the time to give him the time, there's no way he's going to speak to you. You need to let God speak to your life. You need to allow him to do something great in you. How do you do that? Pay attention by praying. Pay attention and pray to God and declare things that the word of God says to you. There are promises that God gave you years before and you are still waiting on that promise. Do not be discouraged. Do not give up. God has a plan and a purpose for your life and he is about to change things in 2023, but you need to give God the space. You need to give God your atmosphere. You need to give God your mindset. Release all of these things to him. Allow yourself to indulge in who he is, and God is going to do it. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of the week.
Thank you for listening to the Remix Movement Podcast. If you found this episode encouraging and uplifting, the best thing you can do today is share with others. Stay connected with me on social media to get more new podcast episode alerts, verses of the day, and much more. Follow me on Instagram at StephanieA321. And don't forget to subscribe to the Remix Movement YouTube channel, where you can have access to all of our previous podcast videos. Thank you and God bless.